Welcome to this audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer. Wendy is an expert in helping people sustain their health and success through proper energy management. She teaches meditation, creating sacred space, and stress management. She's worked with clients privately and in group settings, and you can find out more about Wendy and the services she offers at www.wendyfreer.com. You are listening to Part 1, Simplicity, Clarity, and Letting Go.
Hello and welcome to The Simplicity of Inner Peace. I'm very excited to start this 6-part program with you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this first audio. I'm Wendy Freer, owner of Engage the Flow and stubbornly determined seeker of truth. I specialize in meditation and creating sacred space, and I'm going to start this audio series with a story. It's a story about me, and it rests on an experience I had not so long ago. In fact, it was in September of 2015 that this event took place. But before I do that, let me give you an overview of this 6-part series designed to bring forward your own inner peace, joy, and brilliance. To start with, I've titled this program The Simplicity of Inner Peace because I want you to know that feeling inner peace does not have to be difficult or feel like something that is out of your reach. And we're going to talk about that through the next 6 modules. These modules are Module 1, Simplicity, Clarity, and Letting Go. Module 2, The Grasping Nature of the Mind. Module 3, The Buffering Effect of Meditation. Module 4, The Subtle Energy Bodies. Module 5, Creating Space for Your Meditation. And we'll end with Module 6, Simplicity Within. Each module will follow this format. There will be some theory, teaching, and a practical application. In a moment, I'm going to start Module 1, Simplicity, Clarity, and Letting Go. But first, I want to lay some groundwork. When it comes to this training, of course, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. I invite you to dive deep into this course in order to let it do its work on you. But it's up to you to implement. I can give you all the information, but unless you actually take action and try the practices I suggest, it won't work. It's common to hit resistance within yourself as you go through this program and begin to connect with the simplicity at the core of your being, because we are used to doing things the old way, the complicated way. Letting go and opening is not natural for most people. So I suggest you let this training help wipe the slate clean and expect surprises. Let yourself be transformed. And the best way to do that is to be gentle with yourself throughout this training and keep breathing. Now, let's jump into Module 1. This experience that I'll be sharing has many examples related to what we'll be talking about in the modules that follow. And so I'd like to invite you to take a minute to center yourself. And if possible, disconnect from all the distractions of the 21st century. Because in the next 15 minutes, I want to really connect with you and let you feel who I am and feel what it is I want to share with you through this experience. Before I share my experience, I'd like to give you a bit of context that will help the story make sense. When I was young, probably somewhere around 1.5 or 2 years old, I fell into a pool and almost drowned. Since then, I had always had a background fear of water. I say background because it didn't stop me from going into pools, but I wasn't completely confident in the water either. I also had a repetitive dream of being stuck at the bottom of a pool and not being able to get to the surface for air. This dream continued into my teens. It was always the same dream with the same familiar feeling of panic and me desperately needing to breathe. Because I was never confident in the water, when I moved to California in 1981, I hardly ever went into the ocean. And when I did, it was usually no deeper than up to my waist. Although I loved the beach, I was really more an observer of the ocean. I loved the feeling of expansiveness I got from looking at the ocean. But like a cat, I preferred to look from up high rather than actually be in the water. I think it's fair to say that based on my early experience with the pool, I had a fear of water and probably a fear of drowning. And I definitely didn't know much about the ocean, mostly because I had never intended to spend any time in there. But this day in September, I was walking with my husband on the beach. It had been really hot, and the ocean temperature had been deliciously warm over the past few weeks. So we had been going in the ocean and just relaxing into the waves. You know, when the waves are just ripples or kind of bumps, I would go out there and put my feet up, float on my back, and just feel the fluidness of the waves and let my energy spread into the water. I was really enjoying it, and surprisingly, I was spending more time in the water than ever before. On this particular day, it looked to me like the ocean waves were crashing really hard. I mean, they looked quite violent compared to what I had been experiencing prior. And so I thought, well, I probably just need to go out beyond where these waves are breaking so that I can have that beautiful experience of just floating and spreading and being part of the ocean. So I did that. And it did take a little more work to get beyond where the waves were breaking. But when I was beyond the waves, you know, it wasn't as peaceful as what I had been recently experiencing. The next thing I know, my husband popped his head through a wave and he looked at me and said, "I'm taking the next wave in." And I looked at him and I looked into his eyes and I saw fear. I thought, well, maybe I should take the next wave in. And so I started swimming back towards the shore. I was doing, you know, freestyle swimming, but I wasn't getting anywhere. So I decided to lie on my back and do a little backstroking, and I wasn't getting anywhere. So I went on my side and did that funny little side swim thing, and I was not getting anywhere. So I realized I was stuck in a rip current. Well, I don't think I realized it at that point, but clearly I was. I knew I couldn't power my way back to the shore because I'm not a strong swimmer. So it seemed the only way back to the shore was to let myself be pummeled by these waves. But first, I had to get to where the waves were breaking. So I kept going, I kept going, I kept going. I finally got to where a massive wave was behind me and I thought, oh, I so don't want to do this. And then crash. The wave hit, smashed me to the bottom of the ocean, and in that moment, something happened. In that moment of really being pummeled by this wave and hitting the bottom of the ocean floor, I felt light. Not levity, but bright light. So I felt a sense of light, and that's all there was. There was light. And in that moment of feeling that light, I wondered. There was only one thought that went through my mind, and it was, I wonder if people die like that. And it wasn't a panicked thought. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to die. It wasn't that. It wasn't even really a concerned thought like, oh shit, I can die like this. It was more a curiosity. I wonder if people die like that. It was that simple. Just wonder. And what I could feel was, I could feel myself really resting in this light and feeling curious. But I didn't know where my legs were, where my arms were. Funny thing, I did feel my hair being wildly thrown all over the place. And I'm pretty sure my body was too. But really, it was the light that I felt. The light and the body, and there was a buffer or a separation between the two. The experience I was having as the light was calm, was curious, it was simple. But that was way different than the experience my body was having, being thrown around, hitting the bottom of the ocean floor, arms and legs going in all directions, hair being thrown around. But there was this buffer between the two experiences. Well, after the first wave hit, I kind of regathered myself, and I still wasn't able to touch the bottom of the ocean floor to get back to the shore. So at that point, I thought, oh no, I have to do it again. I have to let another wave hit me. So the next wave came, and I just surrendered to it. I completely surrendered and let it push me as far as it could. And when I got up that time, I was able to touch the bottom. As I walked out of the ocean and onto the shore, I was sort of observing myself, and I wasn't shaking. It's not like I was feeling an adrenaline rush through my body. I wasn't. I was breathing hard, I'll tell you that. And I knew that I had worked hard to get back to the shore because I was breathing hard like you do after a really hard run. But that was it. My body wasn't shaking. I didn't feel disoriented. Something in that moment changed. I had this massive experience of something really big, like being able to feel the cliffs behind me on the beach, being able to feel the massiveness of the ocean in front of me, the sky above, and I felt really grounded, very centered and awake or aware. In that moment, I was not resting my awareness in my mind. I was really in a sensory experience, feeling what was behind me, in front of me, above me, and below me all at the same time. And that is the simplicity of an expanded experience that can come in meditation. That particular experience played out the way it did because of the regularity and steadiness of my meditation practice. Yes, there was the violent, chaotic experience of the waves and my body being pummeled by the waves, but there was also a separate experience running simultaneously of calm, clarity, and curiosity. And the reason I'm telling this story is because in that story, there is a thread to finding simplicity, clarity, and inner peace. And through this six-part series, I'm going to expand on that story and use it as an example in some of these modules, allowing you to feel and learn how you can transform your life from chaos to calm, and how a regular meditation practice can bring a buffering effect to your life. You see, that moment when I was under the water and all I felt was light, that was simple. I didn't do anything to make that happen. But at the same time, it wasn't by doing nothing that that happened either. I have a daily meditation practice, and I've done a lot of inner work. And the combination of those two things is what made this experience very different than it would have been if I was still living in my fear of water and drowning, or if I hadn't cultivated my energy in a way where I rest on something other than my ordinary mental consciousness, which has a tendency to grasp and hold on to things and limit my perspective and potential. We'll be talking about the grasping nature of the mind in Module 2 and why it's more important now than ever before to make time to internalize your energy on a regular basis. So why did I start this series with this particular story? Because through the next 5 modules, I'm going to teach you how an energy-based meditation can put you in touch with the very core of yourself. And in that core, there is a fullness and a sense of inner peace that is undeniable. It's already there. We just need to take the time to feel it. I'm going to share teachings and techniques to help you feel how empowering it is to choose to dynamically live your life from the space of the third eye. I believe that when we cultivate the third eye as a gateway to the core of ourselves, the drama drops, the reactions drop, and life is more simple, more joyful. And in that core of what we really are, we resonate with, Or maybe we really are part of that expansiveness that I was talking about when I said that I was feeling everything behind me, above me, below me, and in front of me at the same time after I came out of the water. When we reach the core of ourselves, we reach the part that knows how to be, the part that knows how to let go, the part that knows how to immerse itself in the fullness of life and connection, and the part that knows meditation and the states of meditation, the states of being that come with meditation. And that's where we'll be going on this journey to simplicity, fullness, and inner peace, to the core of who you are. So join me in the next module as we explore the grasping nature of the mind and how an energy-based meditation technique can bring relief from the stressful nature of the mind. Until then, your homework is to see if you can start feeling what I mean when I say the mind is graspy. Just notice when your energy feels tight and when it feels relaxed, and what it is you are thinking or doing at that time. If possible, keep track of that by writing it down somewhere. You see, awareness is the first step in any practice. And one more thing. In the next module, we're going to end with a short centering practice. So be sure to be somewhere where you can relax, close your eyes, and go inside. I'm looking forward to connecting with you next time.
Thanks for listening, and we trust you enjoyed this module of the audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer and Engage the Flow. You can contact Wendy at www.wendyfreer.com or by email at wendy@wendyfreer.com. That is Wendy Freer, spelled W-E-N-N-D-I-F-R-E-E-R.